This is a Cattlecast Extra.
Mindy Billadoux is the executive director of Downtown Lansing, Inc. and the coordinator of Silver Bells in the City. Hey, Mindy.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. So tell us, what is Downtown Lansing, Inc.?
We are an agency of the City of Lansing, and we're responsible for all the downtown revitalization programming in Downtown Lansing in the city. So we really take a comprehensive approach to that based on the Main Street four-point approach that focuses on design, organization, promotions, and business development. So there's five standing committees. That's all volunteers, downtown stakeholders that serve on them, that's overseen by a board of directors. And then we're responsible for all the administrative functions, overseeing staff, budgeting, strategic planning, fundraising, all of that great stuff.
Okay. And there are many great events throughout the year. I mean, Silver Bells is probably the biggest and takes up the most time, but there are things all year long that are part of Downtown Lansing, Inc., right?
Yeah, we do several events, some of which are Forks and Corks, Taste of Downtown, Trick or Treat on the Square, Capital City Clean Sweep, Capital Lawn Movie Nights.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming Taste of Downtown, what that event is and when it's taking place.
It's our 9th annual event that's coming up on Saturday, September 15th from 3:30 to 9 p.m. on the 100 South block of Washington Square. And it is a great festival that showcases all the wonderful restaurants and cafes we have within Downtown Lansing, and also our breweries and distilleries. It's food sampling and wine tasting, 130 wines from around the world that you can sample from. Food, wine, and music, and wonderful entertainment on an outdoor stage. Our bands this year are Denise and the Motor City Sensations, so a Motown band from Metro Detroit. We have Toppermost, which is a very popular Beatles tribute band. And then Tell Your Mama with Luke Holiday. He's a member of that band and was featured on The Voice from Lansing.
Shortly after that, believe it or not, comes Trick or Treat on the Square. Cattle has been a part of that at times over the years. Tell us about what that event is and how people can join in.
Well, it's the biggest Halloween-themed event in the entire Lansing region that takes place in the heart of Lansing and downtown. We always describe it as like trick-or-treating on steroids. So it's not just candy. We have a number of candy stations set up along Washington Square for trick-or-treating, but we have fire dancers. We've had aerialists. We offer hay rides. There's so many things going on. We always have a fire truck from the Lansing Fire Department, the Lansing Police Department, the Michigan State Police always come and bring really neat stuff for the kids to interact with. Different games and activities go on as well.
And it's a great family event.
It is. It's free to everybody. We usually draw around 8,000 people plus. So it's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. on October the 29th.
Again, following in the calendar here, that will take us to November, and then it's already time for Silver Bells in the City. Can you give us just a little sneak preview of what's coming up for 2018 Silver Bells?
Yeah, we're excited. It's the 34th annual Silver Bells in the City, which is tradition in Lansing. The electric light parade, lighting in the state Christmas tree, fireworks over the Capitol Dome. We always have a big concert, but we'd never let you know who the artist is yet. And same with like the Grand Marshal. We always seek to improve and step up our game every year. So there will be more facade lighting, brand new holiday wreaths on the light poles, and just creating a super wonderful atmosphere for the attendees that come down. And then also enhancing our live TV broadcast as well. For those of you who can't make it, you can turn in the Fox 47 and watch the festivities live, and you're a part of that.
Absolutely.
So we're excited. And then not only that's Friday night, November 16th, but Saturday morning, we have the Silver Bells 5K and also brunch with CNA events on Saturday and Sunday over at Tropo.
And here it is just at the end of the summer, but it's not too soon to start planning and getting those dates on the calendar. So if people want to get more information about any of the things we've mentioned today, Taste of Downtown, Trick or Treat on the Square, Silver Bells in the City, how do they do that?
For Taste of Downtown, the website is tasteofdowntown.org. For Trick or Treat on the Square, it's trickortreatonthesquare.org. And Silver Bells in the City is silverbellsinthecity.org.
So you can
find all that information on the event websites, or just look us up on Facebook or Twitter. You can find us on social media as well.
You've got a busy fall ahead of you.
We do.
Mindy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Right here.
Imagine a place that lets you download a hot new bestseller, stream a TV series, listen to the latest music releases, even borrow a sewing machine or Wi-Fi hotspot. No, it's not an expensive subscription service or a giant online marketplace. It's your local library, and it's all free to cardholders. Capital Area District Libraries. Everything right here.
Right here.